A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye. We are at the Women's Round Table, where we are pre-recording a session for all our live talkers out there. This is June the 3rd on Thursday, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C. Today, we'll be looking at a number of issues on the list, the COVID-19, where the government today says there are 39,031 confirmed cases since the outbreak of the coronavirus last year. But amongst these, there are 36,661 recoveries.
Yes, Star, and we see that the government has also embarked on the second phase of the immunization program currently underway. And, you know, there has been news coming in that when some people go in to get the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, some of them are not having any luck. So we'll be looking at some of these issues involving the COVID-19 vaccine. Let's take a listen to what one doctor in Mashonaland West had to say about the COVID-19 vaccine situation in the country. We're hearing there from a doctor in Mashonaland West talking about the COVID vaccine situation in the country. Is what we were talking about earlier on a star. He's actually just explaining that, you know, the situation, according to him, is that when people go and get the COVID-19 vaccine, sometimes they then go to a different location to the one that they started off. So they're finding out that in some of those locations, the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the second dose, has been in short supply.
Yes, this is the government says to date, 682,242 people have been fully vaccinated. And yes, today we did speak to Mr. Tinashe Gumbo of Harare. He said he was also turned away in many hospitals and clinics there. Amongst them are Parirenyatwa, Hatfield, and Wilkins. But he says actually traveled to his rural home today. That's where he managed to get the first dose. It's a clinic there in Berengo, and he was assured that he should come for his second dose. But we saw today President Mnangagwa at the launch of the Bulawayo Arts Festival, assuring Zimbabweans that the government will avail enough COVID-19 vaccines. The government does not necessarily say that there's a shortage. They are talking of redistributing to centers. They are talking of vaccines being there. So President Mnangagwa today said, yes, everyone will get a vaccine, those who need it. And he was actually repeating the same words he said yesterday at the Politburo meeting, that the government is doing all it can to make sure that there are enough vaccines for the country.
Yes, Star, that's very interesting there when you talk about the president actually opening the Bulawayo Arts Festival. It would be interesting to find out what the situation was like, you know, in terms of the COVID-19 regulations and, you know, the issue of crowds. But if we remember back, Kwekwe is still in lockdown. So I spoke to somebody, one of our listeners from Tshishavane, who was saying that they are a little bit afraid because they are near Kwekwe, that, you know, maybe some of the people that are coming from Kwekwe to Tshishavane might be bringing back the strain from India. So those are some of the fears that people have been expressing on some of our other programs at STAR.
Yes, and we hope our guests will be joining us shortly. Marv, one is written to me. If you can check, I've inboxed you something. But kulabo abasanda ukusixhasa namhlanje ngolwesine nje mhlaka 3 kuNhlangula 2021 namhlanje ke sicubungula ekuningi sikhangela njalo nokuphathelane le-COVID-19. Yebo ke lapho ke siyabe sikhangela ke ukuthi sikhuluma nje uhulumende uthi yena sebefika phose inkulungwane ezingamashumi amane 39,031 bona ke abathi asebehlaselwe ligcikwane le-COVID-19 selokhu ke laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odluleyo. Alabo ke kodwa isikho ukuthi yibo bonke phela labo abalokhu belithwele leligcikwane, abanye njalo sebasila. Njalo ke lapho sikhangela ke abantu abayi-36,661 okutsho ukuthi mhlawumbe bazenkulungwane ezimbili kumbe ezintathu kuphela bona labo abalokhu belithwele leligcikwane. Njalo uhulumende uthi selokhu laqhamukayo leligcikwane selibulele abantu abazinkulungwane lengxenye yenkulungwane i-1599 kodwa phela asebehlatshiwe umjovo lo okwenqabela i-COVID-19 okuthiwa i-vaccine ngesilungu sebeyi-682,242. Yebo ke sikhuluma ngenkulungwane amakhulu ayedlula inkulungwane eziyisithupha lapho asebehlabile ngesikhathi abanye besithi abafinyeleli ijekiseni le yokwenqabela i-COVID-19. Abanye bathi bafika ezibhedlela betshela ukuthi hhayi iyasilela, ngakho-ke bazohamba-ke bayihlatshwa kwezinye indawo. Ngengatsho-ke ukuthi sike saxoxa lo mnumzana Tinashe Gumbe wena kweHarare uthi bamtheka yikho ephano lenyathwa, bathi ayikho eWilkins kumaviki edluleyo singazi lamhlanje, bathi ayikho eHatfield waze waya khonale kibo emndebengwa ekliniki khonapho afike athola khona lo mjovo. Ubethabile lamhle sithi Studio 7 yamyenza wakhuthala ukuthi adingi ukuhlatshwa lokhu njengoba sitshona sikhuluma ngalo lolu daba isikhathi esiningi. Sizakhuluma labanye njalo abesifazana abaphatheke ngehlelo ezijiyiniyo lapha sizabona sesilabo, yikho-ke lapho esizalithulela khona ezinye inhlelo eziphathelane labesifazana ngalesi isikhathi. Sithemba labahlonitshwa bethu bazaba yenelisa ukuba sebekhona. Yebo-ke Mavela.
Aiwa kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Nhasi musi wechina June 3, 2021, apo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro penyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai akasiyana-siyana. Tichange zvakare tiine munyarikani vanobva ivo kunyaya yatakaona ichiitika padandemutande yekupan africanist parliament. Saka tichange tichikurukura navo muzvare Barbara Rwodzi ipo pano tichaedza kuti tivabati vapinde muchirongo vachitudza kuti zvakafamba sei zvatakaona zvichiitika. Regai timboridza vhidhiyo tichiona kuti zvii zvanga zviri kuitika.
No. It's a southern She shouldn't shout in the, she shouldn't fight in the chamber.
Lutar nakam.
Is behaving.
Yeah, we didn't come here to see a fight. Please call the police. Please call the police to put an order. Please call the police.
Police, yes.
Please call the police to put an order here. It is urgent. You should call the police. Please call the police. Please. Oh.
Clerk of Parliament, can you attend this session?
Yebo ke marvelous lapho ke besizwa lesikhangele ke okwenzakala edalele parliament ye South Africa ke I-Pan-African Parliament ke kwaba lengxabangxoza eke yaqhamuka ke lapho abantu bedonselana ibhokisi lokuvota njalo sibonile ukuthi abangamazwe angezansi e-Africa, ama-Southern African countries abesithi kuzophiswana okuthiwa i-rotational ku-presidency lapho ukuthi osaphethe isikhundla ke laye atshintshe kube ngomunye kungabi kuphatha abakwezinye izizwe kuphela. Lapho ke besile hlupho lokuthi asenelisi ukuthi abanye abahlonitshwa bethu babuye lapha ecingweni. Ngakho ke kathesi ke sitshayele ucingo ke unkosikazi Victoria Mathuthu ngoba bengenelisi ukuthi bengene ngomfanekiso. Siyakwamukela ke kuhlelo Nkosazana Mathuthu.
Njani?
Yes, it's unfortunate you couldn't get in through the video, but we'll soon put up your picture so that abantu bakwazi ukuthi kathi bakhuluma lobani ngempela. Yebo ke siyabona ukuthi kathi sesikhuluma ngesikhathi se COVID kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho ke eMzansi Afrika.
EMzansi Afrika kuthiwa i-COVID isibuyele sesiku third wave. Kusho ukuthi i-COVID besiyimisinganimihlile izinyanga lezi ezidlulileyo kodwa I think from just 2 weeks kungathi isikhuphuke njalo sesiku-third wave lapha eMzansi Afrika ikakhulu e-Gauteng.
Ye kodwa ngizwa abanye bethaba ukuthi hhayi akuvalwanga izitolo zonke lani lani. Bengenelisa labo ukuthi abantu lokho besenelisa ukuthi besebenze lapha endaweni eziningi lapha abasebenza khona ezinjengama-restaurant nezinye. Ngakho-ke abantu akubathathelanga phela inhlelo zabo nendlela yokuziphilisa.
Khona kunjalo ngempela abantu abathathelwanga imisebenzi yabo nendlela zokuziphilisa. Umongameli we-South Africa ngicabanga ukuthi uvele wathi ukuthi umuntu azivikele kuleli gciwane sosezandleni zakho umuntu. Ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi ukuvalwa kokuthi ilizwe livalwe khaca njengalokho bekwenzeka bekuhlasela kakhulu i-economy abantu beswele imisebenzi gcine abantu beseswela nokuthi baziphilise. So ngicabanga ukuthi yebo khona igciwane selimemetheke ngamandla sesiku-third wave kodwa akuvalwanga kuphe ngokuthiwa nje siku-alert level 2 kwehliswa nje izikhathi zokuthi abantu beqale ukuhamba nokuthi bagcine ukuhamba nokunye nje lokhu hhayi okunzima okuthiya abantu belokhu besesimeni sokuthi bengayo emsebenzini kodwa bezinakekele.
Ye nxa libheka lapho abantu ukuthi baziphatha njani libona abantu lokhu belandela yini iziqondiso zokuthi benqabele ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane lokhu begqoka yini amamasi bengasondelelani konke liyakubona lokho?
Eyi kunzima yazi abantu. Angithi yazi ngendaba le COVID abantu bahlukene kakhulu ngimbono. Bakhona abanye abantu abangela ndaba lapho ukuthi kule COVID loba kayikho. Abasesidlaka ukuthi ukuthi bekwazi ukuhamba bengafakanga imaski kumbe nje mihlale bengaqhelelani njengalokhu kuthiwe. Kodwa iningi labantu impela siyababona amamaski sebehlala bewafakile ngoba lo hulumende uyagqugquzela ukuthi abantu abahlale befake amamaski kakhulu ukuthi uma ephumisiya ku-public kumele afake imaski. Yebo abanye bayayisala beyoshisisa usiyezile kumele ihlale esikhwameni kodwa engunazeleni ukuthi abantu abaningi bayefake imaski. Okunye futhi angicabanga ukuthi kuzayenza ukuthi bangani bayeqhuba bafake imaski khona ukuthi izinga lokukhuphuka kwe-COVID lapha selingani selikhuphukile. Abantu besingani sibeesikhathi sokunganayo izibalo zibeshile, izibalo zibeshile. Uma yinto ziqala ukukhuphuka, ngicabanga ukuthi abantu abaningi sebeyobona ukuthi ngokuyala futhi sokuphinda kusiphinda njalo sibawafaka mpela amamaski. Ikakhulu abantu bamatekisini, uma ungena etekisini uzithole ukuthi hhayi iteksi igcwele abantu bonke abasetekisini bawafakile amamaski. Nokusiyangena nje emamolu akungeni maungelayo imaski. So ngicabanga ukuthi abantu bayazinakekela loba nje abanye befosa kodwa iningi labantu liyazinakekela.
Yebo-ke hhayi kuhle ukuzwa lokho. Abantwana-ke ezikolo kathesi kuhamba njani? Bavulile kumbe bafunda besemakhaya?
Abantwana izikolo umongameli akazivalanga izikolo ngempelasonto ma esethula umbiko esizweni. Akazivalanga izikolo, izikolo ziyaqhubeka ziyasebenza. Loba nje kungathi leli gciwane libonakala limemethela kakhulu yezikolo. Okungeke kumangalisi ma kungathiwa isikolo zizabe zike zivalwe kancane. Kodwa kwamanje isikolo zisavuliwe ezinye loba nje baye abantwana besahamba mhlawumbe kabili kumbe kathathu ngeviki kodwa basake esikolweni.
Ye, abantu ubona ingani lokhu besemukela yini umjovo lo owenqabela i-COVID-19 owe-vaccine njengoba kwake kwaba lokwethuka mbijana laphana izimiso kwesikhatshane Johnson and Johnson abantu besithi mhlawumbe abaza kuba lezinye izinyalo ezizabathwalisa nzima futhi.
Ngicabanga ukuthi manje e-South Africa usesigabeni sokuthi ijekiseni leyihlatshwa abantu abali-16 langaphezulu kwe-16. Ukubona kwami ngibona abantu abaningi ngike ngahambela esibhedlela e-Johannesburg lapha ngabona hhayi abantu abaningi abadala bebaningi impela bebonke belanyele ukuthi ihlatshwe le njekiseni. Ungani kuyathikamezeka kwi-Johnson and Johnson kwaba yenza abantu bangathi bayihla umdlandla wokufuna ukuhlatshwa. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi manje kuthiwe hhayi akuhlatshwa i-Johnson and Johnson kuhlatshwa le-Pfizer. Ngathi mhlawumbe abantu bacabanga ukuthi hhayi le ekhona manje ingenolaleyo kade ikhona. Loba nje uhulumende ugqugquzele ukuthi la i-Johnson and Johnson hayi ikhokobule kangako elabo. Kodwa abantu ngicabanga ukuthi bahlala kakhulu manje ngoba zithile ukuthi hayi akusiyo i-Johnson and Johnson ehlatshwa kwamanje.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala. Siyabonga uhlale khonapho ecingweni saphenduka kuwe. Marvelous day we heard Victor Smatutu of Zim Imbokodo updating us of the COVID situation in South Africa, you know, as they've moved, they've tightened again the screws on COVID. But she's saying she's also noting that people are still vigilant. Some still wear the mask, some still try to, you know, prevent. Why is the elderly still turning up, you know, for vaccination despite the scare? You know, there was a temporary scare on the Johnson & Johnson which was suspended.
Yes.
But people are still receiving that vaccine. Over to you.
Interesting there. Thank you so much, Star. Kuna vachango vakupinda muchirongo vatanga tichitaura apo na Muzvare Victor Smatutu vanotaura ivo mamirira akaita zvinhu kuSouth Africa vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino zvinhu kunyange hazvo vanhu vari kunyanya kutya vanga vari kumbotya nyaya yemavaccination kana kuti nyaya yekubayiwa nhomba. Pari zvino vanhu vanenge vava kubuda vachienda kunobayiwa nhomba uyezve vari kuti ivo vanhu vari kuramba vachiteedzera nyaya iya yekupfeka mamaski, social distancing nezvimwe zvakadaro panyaya yekurwisa denda recovid-19. Asi tisati taenderera mberi regai timbounza munyarikani wedu wekutsanga ipo pano pachirongwa. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro kadiko.
Hello, sister. Muri right.
Aiwa, tiri right, siri. Kuvamwe wangada kuzoti ndiani kwavapinda pachirongwa. Isu kuzivai muchiita zvekuimba kudhara muchiita maperformance nezvimwe zvakadaro asi mazuva ano pane zvimwe zvamakubata. Taurai zita renyu nezita rekambani yenyu uyezve kuti zvii zvamakubata mazuva ano.
Ini ndinonzi Loveness Wesa. Ndiri muimbi ndichirongoimba ndinotamba ndichirongotamba ndichingodaro. And also, ndino rapa. I don't know kuti ndoti kurapa here, but ndino batsira vanhu ndishandisa inonzi God's hand, and ndichidzidzisa vanhu kuti vagonewo kuzvirapa. Sorry, Sean and Sandai Chaura in a long time, but that is our one. You can heal yourself. Not gonna kuzi rapa wega, you know. Uli mushonga. It doesn't need mushonga. Kana kuti ku tsaga doctor. Kana ure uine zvinenge zvichikunetsa. Uno gonna kuzi rapa wega. Ne kubatsira vamwewo mumba mako, vana kuchikoro, vasinga iti zvakana kuchikoro. Uno gonna kuti vabatsirawo futi. Chero, whatever it is, chaunengo chirwadzwa nacho, chirwere, zvokuti my doctors, the things they cannot do, inogona kuzvibatsira wega. Ndirikuona vanhu vachitobuda mumakoma, vanhu vaine macancers, vanhu vane zvinhu zvakatowanda-wanda vachibuda munyaya iyi. Saka this is what I do now. Ndirikudzidzisa vanhu all over the world. Asi ndirikungoshandisa music yangu, ndichiimba, ndichipinda mustage, ndichiimba masongs anenge achirapa, you know. Like, for example, song ya God or Jesus. Ino torapa. Song ya Jesus kanti ya mwari. Irape. Unofana kubatsira kugadzira moyo wako first. You have to fix something. You have to strengthen yourself. Meditation. You know, uchita deep. Uchiburisa zvinhu zvakawanda. Zvokuti haungati ndirikuda kubatsira vanhu. Apo ukaenda unotaura zvakawanda. Zvisina kunaka about other people. Unoburisa zvinonzi negativity. Uchiunza positive vibration and frequency in your life. In every aspect of your life. So kuti kana uri munhu uchiti nzara yatibaya mazuva ano hatizivi zvokuita, unototi unotoburitsa all negativity, zvinhu zvisina kunaka, unotoburitsa. Mwari ndibatsirei. Every day unongogara uchingofunga hako zvinhu zviri love, and uchiti Mwari isisu hatina nzara isu, nokuti imi Mwari munogona kutipa, munogona kutotibatsira, imi Mwari munogona kutotirapa. Every day, if you are concentrating on that, things can happen, but it takes practice. But this is what I teach, and I download what's called divine healing hands on people. Ndino kupa divine healing hands. Yacho nokuti chipo chandakapiwa na Mwari. Ndikuti Mwari ndainamata every day Mwari. Ndoda kuti ndiitewo zvaitawo na Jesus. Ndoda kuti ndiitewo zvaitawo na Jesus. My miracles zvaitawo na Jesus. If they are still possible today, ndokumbirawo kuti mundipewo chipo ichocho. Ndinobatsirawo vanhu kumusha. Ndakauya kuAmerica, ndakasiya kuZimbabwe zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Time yachona yeidzi yaitouraya vanhu, saka ndaneta kuona hama dzangu dzichifa. Ndikati Mwari, kana chipo chamakapa Jesus chichiri available, ndokumbira mundipewo chipo ichocho. So that's the chipo chandiri kuona kuti ndakachipiwa, a miracle healing hand. Zvokuti kana ukapa munhu chero ari kupi, you don't have to be there. Saka ndiri kuita every day online, ndirikubatsira vanhu Facebook, Zoom, vanhu vari kukola over the phone. Mama wangu ari mumakoma, ndibatsirewo kusouth Africa, wherever. Ndirikunhingirira mufoni vanhu ndichivabatsira. And it doesn't mean kuti ndinoti ndikakupa nhingirikiri unobva right away. Zvinoitika is according to Mwari. Inini I'm not the one. The power is not mine. Inini what I do is I have to be in a space yokuti I can receive what God is giving. When I'm in a very good space, everything that buri tawo zvisina kunaka mumandiri, ndichiti Mwari ndibatsire munhu uyu. Mwari kazhinji kacho Mwari anobatsira. Sometimes instant, sometimes it can take days, sometimes it can take weeks. A good example is Semu Wamuchukudzi, drama Wamuchukudzi. Drama. Akauya kuno Portland, Oregon, akaita stroke. So it's my joke as right off I'm my man's hospital. Within a few days, within a week, I'm paralyzed the whole thing. Everything was asking a shandy left foot and everybody would be a shandy same. And she didn't know 2 hours away. They end. In 2 weeks, I'm going to go. That's one good example. Pane zvakawanda, my miracles akawanda. If you follow me, you can see or hear what's happening. So I'm here to help vanhu vese vanenge vachiva challenged kuZimbabwe, all over the world. And nakuti uyu ndokwedu uyu ndokupi. Chipo chamwari ndechemunhu wese, chinopiwa munhu wese. Of course, it's not free because it's my time.
Yeah,
I was thinking vachinzi ndobabatsira for free. Ndichibabatsira for free kazhinji kacho kuti havana dzimari. But as time goes on, apana was a free and then want to it all thank you and it and then asaka and then it was another thing and rukita e festival and rukita my festival series same musician was a performer and rukita my festival series and rukita online. What happens is in Druguti, Munu Awe, can I want to eat alive? It's okay, but usually it's not. We are Muzum, Panapanavan Bakawanda, hundreds of people, hopefully, Chaitama thousand soon. But we are usually for free. And then, Wona, Uchi performer, Unenge Uripo, performer, Unenge Uripo, Van Wachukuona, video Rakura performer, Wakuta Oranes video Rako. And this has been going really well. We are doing them every month. Last month, every 3 weeks. Last week, we did Zimbabwe and India. Very amazing stuff. High top performance. You know, we had Iasa from Blawayo. We had Jay's Maravini, who just produced a song in Onzi, Ja Deliver, which is taking waves all around the world right now. We had, now we have Indo and Sagusa. All these amazing big artists are coming. So this is a calling to all the artists to come and enjoy. When things open, kana pakuvrika zveCOVID, tichaita physical festival. Ndoda kuti muuye, tichaita kuAmerika yedu, but ndoda kuti iko zvino ngatisanganei online kana takuvrika physical. Ndozotozoona kuti tocha sei Mwari abatsirewo kana tichiitawo divine healing hands edu, Mwari achabatsira zvovhurika, tosangana tinakidzwa tese.
Let me bring up a star, but my question also was, so do people pay for this service? And are you saying you're a healer, you're a nganga, traditional healer or faith healer? What exactly would you characterize yourself? How would you characterize yourself?
I define my my healing in a scientific way. It's quantum healing or quantum information system. What happens is when you connect with the information, because Mwari or heaven is always pouring information in us. If we are aligned with that information that heaven is pouring upon us, when we're in a true match, we can receive that information. It's like, I'm not in nganga, I'm not in profita, but sometimes Mwari will give me my visions. Something from the past, something in the future. You know, but I am a healer. You can call me a spiritual healer. And in science, it's quantum information system. If you want, you can call me a spiritual healer because it's spiritual. The body is just the body. What's speaking is the spirit. The spirit has to be very strong to be able to heal, not just the body. With the body, it's a mind. Mind alone cannot heal, but the mind, body, and spirit together combined, that's what I use. Combining the soul, the mind, the body together as one, then we can heal. So you can call me a spiritual healer. I don't know about the faith part, but I don't know.
Very interesting there, Loveness. I remember we spoke about it last time in Develi, but I'm sure some people may not have heard you. Ungatsasisa ke ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi kahle kahle welapha njani. Ya njalo abantu bengasila njani kulokhu lanxa kuyabambeka yini kumbe hayi kusemoyeni.
Into engiyenzayo ngayibambeka, it's not tangible. Awungeza ukuthi ngiyayibamba. Nxa usithi kusemoyeni kusho ukuthi kusemoyeni. So ngisebenzisa engikuthi ngesilungu quantum information system or quantum information healing system. Now muntu engabuya kumbe athi mina ngilo muntu wami umhlobo wami o mina ngiyagula ngilento engihlupha ngazithi kuyini sometimes ngiyakwanisa ukuboniswa. So let's go back ekuqaliseni kwaqalisa njani. Ngisuke eZimbabwe ngingumuntu othi wayethanda zabe ngisiya echurch daily bengiya eUniversal Church ekuseni ngo-6 ngandriva ngechurch kuthi ngiye emsebenzini emini ngelunch ngechurch ngisiyathandaza. Ntambama ngiyaya echurch ngiyathandaza. Ngithandazela ukuthi uNkulunkulu engxenye ngalapha something, you know, in my family. Ifamily yami iyadubeka. So ngabuya eAmerica, I'm still praying, but iprayer yami ibitshintsha. Ngithi uNkulunkulu, ngicela ukuthi unginxede isipho wasinika uJesu esokuthi uJesu wayesithi you are forgiven, abantu babelatshwa. Nxa kuwukuthi uJesu wayereal and lawe uNkulunkulu ureal, ngicela ukuthi isipho wawusinike uJesu unginikeze lami ngizasisebenzisa ngendlela eyakho uNkulunkulu. I will use it in your way. Ngathi mina uNkulunkulu, I want to be a testimony of your existence. I want to be a testimony of your power, your miracles. If you can give me that miracle, I promise I'll use it for good. So I believe God answered me one nigga, okay, divine healing hands. So it's God's hand, literally. Abantu abakwanisa ukubona anti kutsho kulama prophet kulama abantu ababonayo nowadays. Babevele bekhona la kudala. So nxa kulo muntu okwazi olaleleyo, okwazi ukuthi uyabona, ngangikhangele abuze akubuzayo kumbuza emoyeni kumbuza ngapi ukuthi into le umama lo ayikhulumayo kuyini la, i-real yini, uzabona akubonayo within me. You can see inside of me. I open myself for you to see. I have nothing to hide. You can see in and out of me if you are given the gift of seeing. We have what's called the third eye. We see with an inner eye, spiritual eye. If you are able, you can see. So abantu bayabuya. Ah, ubaba mose hospital, ugu coma. Ayebo. Yeah. Okay. So what I do, ngisebenzisa God's hand yam. So ngange ngayithena nga on, it's not working. But when I turn it on, it works and people get healed. So right now, maybe abantu bengakasuki ngingathi ofuna I blessing. Ga open and you offer one blessing, and but I'm looking for millions of dollars because that it has to be matching, you know, the vibration that you also carry. So I'm going to get a blessing, Leana, and then if there is any transformation, and I'm not promising which was about the transformation, but ungitshele ungabona any transformation ungayekeli ungitshela kubatshela laba abasemsakazweni ukuthi hayi izinto zami ngibonani something kuhambe kwathi kwathi. So ngisebenzisa uNkulunkulu, what I call love, forgiveness, compassion, light, humility, harmony, and flourishing from the divine also is part of this. We use what I call the 10 greatest qualities of the divine. Flourishing is the quality of the divine. Gratitude and serving others with what you are given by God. Serve unconditionally.
Loveness, if I can just come in there, and we are going to quickly take Miss Barbara Ngozi because she needs to go to a meeting, but we will definitely come back to you. We want to hear about this healing, and if you can perform it for us live, we'll be very, very excited. So please stay.
I would love to offer. Yes.
And then we'll come back to you. For now, we're going to go straight to Miss Barbara Ngozi. Hello, Miss Ngozi.
Yes, hello.
Yes, can you tell us about what happened at the Pan-African meeting that we saw? You were one of the women that were holding one of the ballot boxes. Take us through what happened.
All right. Pan-African Parliament, the parliament that has been set in 2004 for the Africa Parliament. And every 3 years, the parliament holds its elections for the presidential leadership and the vice president and other bureau positions and committee positions and regional caucuses positions. So 2 days ago, on the 31st of May, was the election day for 2021. So the issues that arose during that meeting did not start from where you would have seen the scenes that you went through. The issues started in 2015, well before I was a member of parliament, because I joined the parliament of Zimbabwe in 2018 and I was assigned to Pan-African Parliament in the same year. Mm-hmm. So when we arrived at Pan-African Parliament, representing our country, there have always been issues to do with geographical rotation on in positions of leadership in the parliament itself. Mm-hmm. As such, in 2018, during the elections of 2018, there was a couple which was not published the same as this one, but there was a heated debate in line with the geographical rotation in the position of the president. This is in line with the rules and policies of AU, which is our mother body. Mm-hmm. So at this inception, the East region was the president. which is in 2004. And it was followed by the central region, which was Chad. And it was followed by Nigeria, which was the western region. And then in 2015, an honorable member from Cameroon threw in his CV against the rotation policy, because the central, where he comes from, had already led the parliament.
Mm-hmm.
But they negotiated their way in, and the fellow member became the president of Pan-African Parliament. 3 years later, in 2018, the same member threw in his CV. And this time around, they bullied their way and they paid their way to come into the leadership position. And they negotiated again with the North and the South, which has never been in the leadership position at Pan-African Parliament. And they found their way in, and they've been president from 2018 to 2021. Mm-hmm. So this time around, again, they came from the West with a lady candidate from Mali.
Mm-hmm.
And the East also threw in their CV with a candidate from South Sudan. This is against even letters that AU has written and instructions that has given to the parliament itself, to the secretariat, and to the rules committee, which deals with the screening of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of the reminders from AU, regardless of the rules committee report and recommendations, these two candidates threw in their CVs.
Mm-hmm.
And the elections were about to be conducted with these two candidates. So you may want to ask why.
I wanted to chime in there and say,
A role of blocking the election.
Yes, I wanted to ask that question, that why then did you block the election and what happened thereafter, what we saw, the scuffle?
Yeah, I'm trying to give you the background so that you may then understand why the scuffle.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so during elections, the elections are presided over by an ad hoc committee, which is constituted by five members that are appointed from the five regions. And I happened to be a member that was appointed to the ad hoc committee to preside over elections.
Mm-hmm.
So since we opened the parliament last week, the Southern Caucus, which is the southern region, wrote letters to AU to complain about the other candidates that had submitted their CVs. And AU wrote again to the secretariat to stop them from receiving and considering CVs from the candidates that were coming from the region that had been in the presidential position. And as I was the one who was representing the Southern Caucus in the ad hoc committee, mm-hmm. I tried to put this issue on the table so
yes.
that the ad hoc committee would disqualify the other two candidates from the East and the West. But no one would have any of that. I was on my own fighting against four people which came from the other region.
Yes.
Including the representative from the North. Within that committee, he was siding with the East and the Central and the West. So when we were in the plenary
mm-hmm.
and the elections were about to start, I felt compelled to block those elections because they were illegal, they were smeared with corruption, they were smeared with a number of things that would disqualify even the candidates themselves besides the geographical rotation. Mali had already gone into another second coup. And as I'm speaking to you on the second day of our scuffle, Mali got disqualified by AU. So I didn't see that Mali candidate was supposed to be participating in the election, regardless of even the rotational policy. South Sudan, the candidate from South Sudan, was against the rules and procedures of swearing in candidates at Pan-African Parliament,
mm-hmm.
whereby an honorable member should have been sworn in their own parliament. and then appointed by their parliament to the parliament. But the honorable member who was competing for the seat of the president has not been sworn in by his own parliament back home. He only brought a letter that was just appointing him to be representing South Sudan in the Pan-African Parliament, which is against the rules and procedures of Pan-African Parliament, because you should have been sworn in your own country and then appointed to Pan-African Parliament. So one would wonder to say, where was this honorable member sworn in Sudan while their parliament is closed? So regardless of the geographical rotation that was disqualifying them naturally, they also had issues from their own country. So it was that moment when the clerk of parliament was now supposed to start the process that I felt compelled to block the election. And so, I went into action, mm-hmm. and I understand that our fellow honorable members have been using intimidation and bullying and blocking to find their way out. So I just played their game, and I had other colleagues from Southern Caucus, like Honorable Julius Malema, Honorable Benani Makandri from Namibia, who then stood up together with me and fight against the conduct of the election.
So at the end of it all, what was the conclusion?
The conclusion is AU wrote on the second day to say, because on the second day we had another couple, so the AU had to write to the clerk of parliament to suspend the session and await another date to open the session and to conduct elections after the cleanup of the issues that are expected.
Okay. Saka ndokubvunzai neshona tisati tati muende zvenyu kuti zvii zvakazoitika mushure mepatakaona imi makabata bhokisi remavhoti zvamira sei pari zvino kuparliament?
Okay. Papakaona ndakabata bhokisi remavhoti ndaidzivirira kuti maelections asaitwa nekuda kwokuti anga ari maelections anga aneita uye ari maelections anga asingateveri mutemo weparliament yeAfrica. Saka ndaidzivirira kuti maelections iwayo asaenderere mberi nekuda kwokuti mamwe matunhu emuAfrica ari kuramba achitora chigaro cheupresident vachishandisa mari kubhadhara maMP vachishandisa nzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzinosanganisira kudherera dzimwe nyika dzemaanglophone. Nekudaro ndaidzivirira izvozvo. Zvaitika izvozvo muzuva rechipiri taenderera mberi nekurwisana nevamwe vekune mamwe matunhu, isusu vekusouth nekunorth. AU, which is not a visual satire to the GTK, AU Yakazo Nora Samba, who parliament is in some direction, Yakuti, Kimira is the Sefa Murukita. Sigare Pasi, Tuongorori, Pane Nauta, Murukuta Saura, the Kuta, when Vamu Vakuko, the Navanura, to the North South, North, Kanata Luga, Sister Nauto, to the end of Randevi, the parliament, the Saka Parliament Yakam by Afarwa, before 1 June. Kusvika zuva rachaudzwa neau kuti tichienderera mberi nemaelections edu nekufambisa basa redu parliament.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo muzvare Barbara Rudzi. Tichadzoka kwamuri munguva inotevera, asi tinokutendai kuti mapinda pachirongo.
Mazita henyu, thank you very much.
Aiwa, apo they were hearing from Barbara Rudzi. She was on the phone with us. But let me now go back to Star, because Star, your guest is now here. I hope you can hear me, Victress Matutu. Let's put you up, and I'm going to so that we can carry on with the program.
And tell me, this is Victress?
Yeah,
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. 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 Victress, we realize that you're also, and yes, I think there's a delay. But Zabung is. You are also an author. Yeah, if you can tell us what's your latest work and how is that going on?
Okay. Yes, as Victor Matutu, I am an author. I write both in English and isiNdebele. What I can say is that as a Zimbabwean living in South Africa, a writer trying to right here and just trying to, just take my talent forward, living in a foreign country. It's not that easy. Let's say I'm writing in Isindebele. I'm here in South Africa. If I want to sell my work, then it's something else, because there are a few people that can read Isindebele here in South Africa. That means I will have to be selling my work, my Isindebele work, to the Ndebele people who are living here in South Africa, which is not a big market for my work. Even here in South Africa, I cannot take my novel written in Isindebele to exclusive books or to publishing houses where they can publish and sell my book. They'll just tell me that there is no market for your book that you wrote in Isindebele here. If it was maybe in Zimbabwe, then we'll try and publish your book and sell it for you, because there you've got the market for your language. Of course, the English one, I only wrote one English book. That was my first novel, Prison, my wake-up call, that I wrote in 2016. I don't want to lie, I sold a lot of copies of that novel. The reason being that I was selling it to even a Zulu-speaking person, a Xhosa-speaking person, a Shona-speaking person, and anyone, because English is just an international language, anyone can read English. So that book, I sold a lot of copies of that book. My next book was in Isindebele. I didn't sell as much as I sold Prison My Wake-up Call. My next book was Ubabonga Ngizali, which was written in Isindebele. I did sell to those people who understand and read Isindebele, but the market is not that big. The market is not that big. I also wrote another one, Okwasilela Ngokwasezulwini, in 2019. I still thought, I can't be writing, because writing is my talent. But at the end of the day, this talent must put food on the table for me and my kids. If I just write and I get nothing from writing, then what's the purpose of writing? As a writer, I must sit down and say, I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to concentrate on writing, because writing is my talent. But I can't live on that. I can't live on that. Maybe if it was in Zimbabwe, I was going to live on that, because the market will be there and stuff like that. But here in South Africa, I don't have market for my work, especially in Isindebele.
Yes, but you can still sell some of your works in your country, right? In Zimbabwe. Does it work that way?
Yes, I do. I can still sell some of my works in Zimbabwe. But with the situation in Zimbabwe now, let's say a copy. To print a copy, I print it maybe, let's say, R50 or R55. And if I must get a profit, I'll have to sell it for double that price. If I print it for R50, I must maybe sell it for R100 for me to get profit. But if I take it to Zimbabwe, who's going to buy a novel for R100? For where?
Okay.
People don't have money. They will have to read my work, but they don't have that money. I'll have to then take my book and sell it to home, like, at a cheaper price. Then at the end of the day, my reason for selling is not valid, because I'm not getting what I'm supposed to be getting.
Yeah, kodwa singathi yona indikimba lapho amabhuku akho bhala ngani. Into ezitholakala empilweni singathi lokhu anothiwa ngesilungu i-fiction, kumbe ubhala okwenzakalayo nje i-reality. Kuyini esingakahle kahle ubhala ngakho?
Ngicabanga ukuthi ma ungi-introduce lapha uthel Victor Smathuthu weRizini Imbokodo. IRizini Imbokodo yinhlangano ebhekela kakhulu abantu bangomama. Emsebenzini wami engiwenzayo, I don't leave that behind. Ukuthi I stand for abantu abangomama. A lot of umsebenzi yami eminingi engiyibhalayo, ngibhala kakhulu ngibhekelele abantu abangomama. Kakhulu ngizama ukuthi ngibaqwashise izinto abahlangana lazo. Of course, kuba kusuka kuyi-fiction izinto engizibhalayo. Kodwa iyi-fiction from amanye ama-true stories engiwathole ebantwini, njengomuntu ohambe ekhuluma lani labomama. So ngiyathatha amanye ama-true stories ngihlanganise kube yi-fiction, but leya-fiction ezayenza ukuthi ma ifika komunye umama owabhekana lesimo esinjengalesi engisibhalileyo, mhlawumbe kube lesixazululo sokuthi umama lo into leyo, okay, uyabona izikhathi bathi kubhalile lapha, ekugcineni ugcine kusovakale kanje, then emeyami ukuthi mangibhala of course kuyi fiction kodwa mabe kufika komunye umuntu kwenza idifference ikakhulu kubomama ikakhulu kubomama okwamanje ngisakhosekele kakhulu kubomama iphupho lami ukuthi ngibona omama bethuthuka ngibona omama bengahlukumezeki so imisebenzi yami yonke engiyibhalayo okwamanje ngisabele ukuthi nxa ifika phandle kumama efika kuye ifike yenza umehluko
ya ungasinika nje ngamafitshane izihloko zamabhuku obhala ngawo nje kusufinqa-ke ukuthi lona liyabe limayelana ngayo
okay ngizaqala ngebhuku engiqale ngalo elesilungu elithi prism yokho akukhona yi-fiction kodwa i-fiction yangikhona ikhuluma ngomama umama obothwayo ayedele for iqale ngazange alenze ma ephuma lapho uzama ukuthi athole ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi kungani ebothiwe njalo kwenzakale kanjani ukuthi azabothwe ebothele iqala angalenzanga and umama lowo ma ebothwe uthiye iy'ngane zakhe ma efika phandle iy'ngane zakhe azisekho ubabakusethethe iy'ngane zakhe wazidayisa wazinikeza omunye umuntu ma efika ebuza ekhaya kula mntu owaziyuthi iy'ngane zakhe zayakhe so yinto ehlangana labo mama leyo so uprizima yakho akukhulu along those lines then kunebhuku lami lesibili elithi wathegenibele ungalula um liyahlanganisa isithiwa esindebele that book is the gain of impilo yami. Impilo yami as umama, not as a success matter. Impilo yami as umama. Impilo engiyiphilileyo ningumama kuwathi again belungalula isindebele kuhlangane lesikhiwa. Then ibhuku lesithathu ubaba ongamzali lesindebele uthi nalo likhuluma njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ngizama ukuthi ngiqwashise umama phandle le. Likhuluma futhi ngomuntu ongumama layo ofika ohluphekayo lezi ngane zakhe agcine esebulela indoda yakhe ezivikela nale ngane zakhe ngoba indoda yadlwengula idlwengula yena iphinde ikhulela abantu abangamantombazane so ekugcineni ugcine abulela indoda leyana yizinto ezifana nalezo then kusekufuzekele ukuthi ukwahlulela ngokwasezilwini ngelinye futhi elikhuluma ngempilo kamama waseZimbabwe e-South Africa ofike ajoyine into zezidakamizwa mayisejo into zezidakamizwa uphila kanzima iphile baleka so kuthatha umama oseZimbabwe ongayaziyo impilo ephilwa ngomama e-South Africa kumbeke esithombeni ukuthi okay e-South Africa umama bayahamba mpela kodwa bafika baphila empilweni and ngo-2020 ngicabangile ukuthi kukhona abantu abangasibalisi isiNdebele ngadicida ukwenza i-CD i-audio book whereby ngizobe ngiyazibala mina umuntu ongakwazi ukubala ovilaphayo ukubala can still buy i-audio book ababa ongamzali amamele nje just ufake i-CD uzimamelele kwenza lalowo ongathandi ukubala la i-message leyo ngizama ukuthi ifike ebantwini ifike kuye wonke umuntu
yebo-ke siyabonga kakhulu marvelous very interesting perspective from Victoria Matutu with her books, Wake Up Call, Prison, My Wake Up Call, What a Journey, Ubabonga Nzali, Weshulela Ngokusezulu, and the CD audio book for those who are not enthusiasts in reading, she'll be reading there herself so that people can listen. And she's saying, since she's from Zimbabwe, what about women? She makes sure woman. Very interesting. Over to you.
Very interesting indeed. Tom Buenda kuna mishare loveness madzoka zvakare pachirongwa. Manga muri kutaura imimi kuti pane zvirongwa zvamuinazvo munguva inotevera. Zvirongwa zvipi kuti vanhu vanogona kujoina kupi zvakadaro. Tisanokuita nguva yedu tasarwa nemaminiti mashomanana. Saka mungoti gaga kuitira kuti vanhu vazive kuti vanokuwana ikuti.
Munogona kundiwana paFacebook under loveness wesa. Which is WESA, my last name. And Zironga Zwandrukuita, Trugu Gazira Festival. Please forgive the lady. Only way we can do what we were supposed to have done last year, Trukuita via online Zoom platform. Vanhu we achi wona umama artist akango siyana siyana achi performer. Vari kuperforma my dance, my songs, poem, ne visual arts, ne fine arts. Tinoti artist ingaite atirake achi videotape, achitaura achitudza kuti atirake nderechi. But theme yedu I love, peace and harmony, which is what I use kana ndichirapa vanhu ndoshandisa love. Peace and harmony. So all my life is around love, peace and harmony. So the festival is going to be launching hopefully in physical form next year 2020. 2022, sorry. Ndanga chifanda kulonja 2020 last year. Saka takazotangisa hedu kuita online in March this year. Saka tukuita every month. So we have a calling for artists. Chero vari kumamisha chaiko vanhu vari kuita vanhu vari kupenda dzimba dzavo zvichinaka so zvinhu zvechivanhu zvedu zviye zviye vanoita mabasket avo toda kuona kuti muri kuvaita sei. You know, it's our art. That's our culture. We are proud of our culture. Let's showcase our culture. This festival covers all that. Mm-hmm. So we are calling for artists, performing, fine arts, visual arts, whatever. Chipo chawi nacho. But it's a creation. You know, it's a chipo chawi. So we are calling for that.
My artists, I'm going to ask you to ask WhatsApp number. Bova maitaura. Kuti vanenge vada kutumira mavideo avakutauraya vatumire papi mungoti dzaka.
WhatsApp number ndiri kuAmerica, so unenge uchida kushandisa plus one and then waita 971-224-9932. 971, so totangisa plus one 971-224-9932. Kana watanga na namba ingonditswaga Loveness Wesa pa Facebook.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Loveness. So just tell us again where people can find you, especially those artists that wants to send in their work, as you are giving a call out for people to bring in whatever it is that they're doing. Where can they find you?
That's a question again, right?
Yes.
Where can they find me? Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got website and we've got the best way and look on the bandage pa Facebook, kana kuti pa WhatsApp yanda pa yo yo.
Okay.
Facebook Loveness Wesa. What was the question? Was that the question?
Yes, you got it right. You just said that people can look for you on Facebook under Loveness Wesa, and we've also given out a number for those artists that are interested in taking part in the program.
Yes, WhatsApp number.
Yes, so we will...
WhatsApp number plus 1-971-224-9932.
Okay, thank you, Star.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I wanted to say to Victress also, where can people find your books? Are they there online or they are just in physical bookstores in South Africa? And where can your CD or your book be found?
I think it's easier for people to find me on my WhatsApp number, or you can contact me on 0027-84993-6981. Or on Facebook, I'm Victress Matutu, or you go to my writing corner, it's Victress Soxy Matutu Corner.
Thank you very much. You are coming to the end of our show today. We thank our guests very much. We say thanks to you, Victress Matutu, an author in isiNdebele and in English, for joining us, Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogodo. Over to you, Marvelous.
Yes, I would like to thank also Loveness Wesa, who has been here with us, telling us about her healing powers. We hope that next time, perhaps you can give us a demonstration, but thank you so much. And also would like to thank Barbara Arwozi, who was here on the phone with us, just telling us about the incident that happened at the Africa Parliament, where we saw her grabbing a box of for the votes. So she was explaining what happened thereafter. So thank you very much, everybody. Let's meet again next week here on the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
Lami osithandekele Mhlanga, sithi sidibane njalo ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifana.
Thank you, Loveless.